But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is an old friend of the show. He's our favorite octogenarian, and he's worked some big events lately at the American Airlines Center. We say good morning to Jesse the Usher. Hi, Jesse.
I can barely hear you.
Oh, God.
Yeah, hi, Jesse. It's the Musers on the Ticket.
All right. Now I can hear you. That sounds good.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you, young gentlemen, there on the station. What station is it again?
The Ticket.
The Ticket.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I heard someone on your station saying that anyone over 53 years of age shouldn't be wearing the blue jeans.
Yeah.
And that's the dumbest thing I've heard since my wife first opened her mouth.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I killed 37 Germans in the span of 40 minutes. I'll wear jeans any damn time I want.
Going way back.
Yes, thank you for your service back in the big one. Yes.
What's that now?
I said thank you for your service back in World War II.
I just sounds like a bunch of farting on the line here. I don't know what you just said.
Well,
anyway,
turn up your hearing aid.
I tell you what else. I'll wear a headband if I want to as well.
Oh, okay.
That's fine.
I planted 30 Japanese in the ground for your ass. You better believe I'll rock that Bjorn Borg look.
So you're in both theaters, huh?
You can do whatever you want.
And I heard someone saying that you shouldn't wear shirts that you get from concerts.
Mm-hmm.
If you're of age, like I am.
Right.
I've got a Frank Sinatra concert tee that I'll wear any damn time I want. And I got a Scott Joplin concert tee that I rock twice a week.
Okay, well.
Those are pretty rare, I hear.
And I also have a Katy Perry shirt that I'm fond of, too.
Oh, did you work that concert?
I did, and I was given a shirt by Miss Perry herself.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah, and I tell you what, I noticed something about her.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a rack of boobies on her that won't quit.
Jesse, we're...
That's the truth.
Yeah, we're on the air right now, so just...
Her bazoombas stick out like a sore thumb. I mean, they're way out there.
Yes.
You could stand up under them when it's raining. Let me ask you, how can a man not look when a gal's got a couple flesh-colored rain barrels on her chest?
Well, now, Jesse, this is a different
it's a time.
Now,
you're not supposed to talk about that.
I
different
don't care
climate.
If it's a different time. I still like the boobies, and everybody else does, too. I may be 80 years old, but I'm still a red-blooded male. So
yeah.
When a chick is showing that chest or butt crack, I'm going to stay a hole through them things.
Oh, Jesse, man. How was the concert?
Well, I didn't care for her music,
uh-huh.
But I like it when she dances.
Mm-hmm.
Some things will start jiggling up and down, start going all around crazy like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'll be looking at them, and I feel a stirring in my loins.
Mm.
And that's the first time that's happened in 20 years. Because, like Norm Hiskus, I have erectile dysfunction.
All right. You don't need to air that, and we don't know that Norm has that condition, sir.
Let me ask you something.
Hmm.
Since y'all work in the media, you're all plugged in, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
That Muslim Barack Obama, if he hadn't let in all the Mexicans from Syria.
All right, Jesse,
we may have to move it along.
Okay, now.
But thank you. I hope you're doing well, and we look forward to seeing you soon.
Okay, say hello to my grandkids.
Okay, we will. Okay, we'll see ya. There he goes, Jesse the Usher.